This is an Enterprise Times podcast. Today I'm talking to Andrew DL, VP Industry and Solutions Strategy of Infor, about how should manufacturers approach moving to the cloud. Andrew, hello.
Hello, Steve.
When we were talking earlier, you talked about how it's no longer about the what, the why, and the how. It's now the how, the why, and the what. Can you explain a little bit about that, please?
Yes. In the past, when we've seen companies investing in technology, it's been very much they've been focused on what are they actually buying, and that's been what they've focused their selection process on, then built their business case on the why, and then looked at the how side of it. Whereas today, in the cloud in particular, as we're looking at more sophisticated buyers, people are much more interested in the how. How are things going to be delivered? How are things different for the users? How is the governance of the system going to be different? So it's much more about the how, the why, and the what. So that's how it's really switched around.
Are there still some questions around the why? Why should I, as a manufacturer, move to the cloud?
There will always be some questions left around, but I think today many companies are just naturally deciding to go to the cloud. They don't have a discussion on on-premise versus cloud. Cloud is the natural way forwards. Of course, they still have to do some work around the why, but it's much more just at looking at what is the business case for the why.
What are the benefits that they can realise by moving to the cloud?
There are many benefits, really, from moving to the cloud. I think one of the biggest benefits is really being always current. They can always adopt the latest innovation. They can stay right up to date. On top of that, of course, you've got all the other benefits around the cloud of the flexibility, the scalability, the predictability. Many companies we're seeing moving there today because of data security. They know their data is more secure in the cloud than on-premise. So having that data security, disaster recovery, etc. So yeah, lots of benefits really for people in going to the cloud today.
You talk about people on cloud solutions being always on the latest version, but generally cloud vendors and Infor produce updates regularly every 6 months, but they're not always switched on. Actually, you need to go through a change management to switch them on. Do manufacturers need to consider that during their planning process? Because it's not just a let's implement ERP nowadays. You've got to do that continuous improvement process, surely.
Yes. The positive there is that companies can adopt innovation at their own pace. You avoid these big bang upgrades maybe every 3, 5, 7 years where you have huge disruption and risk in the business. So you can adopt that innovation as you're ready. Of course, you need process behind that. So that's part of the change for people to be deciding, do they do it themselves or do they use Infor or a partner? How are they going to look at those changes that are coming, review those changes, maybe trial those changes in their test environment. If they decide to implement, then move them across into their live environment, and of course they need user training behind that. So there is still some work to be done for people in the cloud, but you're focused much more on delivering value to the business rather than keeping the lights on.
What's the actual value a manufacturer will realise in their business from adopting cloud, having had an ERP system on their premise for decades in some cases?
They're really outsourcing a lot of the day-to-day hard work of keeping a system running. That added cost to the business of having a team of people that are focused on just applying the fixes, keeping the system running, monitoring it, planning for those big upgrades every so often. So a lot of that work disappears in a cloud world so that you can really focus on the value-adding side of IT for the business. So it doesn't mean that the IT department disappears. The role of the IT department is changing into that much more value creation side.
What are the real benefits that manufacturers can see? How can they transform their business through delivering cloud ERP?
They can transform their business through providing the capabilities to the users and the business in a way that can make them more productive at the end of the day, whether that's through personalization in the user interface or the type of applications they're giving them access to, but they're giving them much better system support in a much more consumable user interface today. The IT department can also provide better management reporting capabilities, dashboards, KPIs to help management and key managers steer the business and take the right decisions. And cloud can also enable the IT department to better keep up with the changing strategy in the business. Most companies' strategies are changing pretty rapidly today, not having to worry about just keeping the system running or when the next biggest upgrade is going to be in place so they can make those changes, being able to adapt and work with the system on a day-to-day basis to keep up with the management strategy is key.
Can it impact revenues?
Yes, of course. Can all impact revenues through improving productivity, improving sales will help the company to grow.
Can you give me a specific example where cloud ERP has delivered change within an organization?
A number of customers we've seen have been implementing cloud to really enable them to get a new platform for the future, where they've often gone through mergers and acquisitions in the past. They've had a lot of disparate systems, different systems in different parts of the organization. And by pooling it all together in one solution in the cloud, harmonizing and standardizing their processes through better information to enable them to be better able to fulfill demand, better able to sell more product to customers, they've been able to start to grow their revenues in that way.
Has it changed what they sell?
That's a really interesting question. In many cases, you could say at the end of the day, a company is still producing the same product. But I think the exciting part of cloud there is that it opens the door to digital transformation. So for some companies, it may be that they're offering new types of services simply because they've got the cloud platform behind it. So they may be using, say, techniques such as IoT to track their products in the field and offer new services to their customers. Things that they might not have been able to do while they were still on-premise.
You're talking about servitization.
Exactly.
What are the barriers that still exist or making the decision to move to cloud and then actually doing the move to cloud?
Part of it is really you've got to accept the cloud world in your mindset to make that move. So a lot of it really is change management and thinking, change of mindset within the organization. Today, virtually any company can move to the cloud, so it's really their choice. Have they looked at it? Have they actually done the thinking on why they need to move to the cloud and what the value of moving to the cloud would be?
Who needs to make that decision? Is it an IT decision still?
No, that's one of the big things we've really seen with the cloud is that while IT still plays a very important role in an organization, cloud is often driven by the management team. It often comes from the CEO, CFO, CEO, the decision a company needs to go to the cloud.
Do they always ask all the right questions?
That's a good question. What we've found in the last few years is that the buyers today in the market have become much more sophisticated in their understanding of cloud. They ask a different set of questions. It really relates back to what we were talking about earlier, moving from the what, why and how into the how, why and what. So we find a lot more of the questions are around how. How will things change? How will things operate? How will they govern the system in the cloud?
When you say how they operate, what are they interested in? We want to know where our data's stored or what's the elasticity and scalability of the cloud solution they're looking at? What questions they're asking?
It's all of that. Some of the questions are around traditional things like SLA, service level agreements, but it's much more around how will it actually operate? When will the service windows be? How will it life change for our users in the cloud? What sort of governance model do we need to put over the cloud? Touching on things like how do we adopt these new functional improvements that are coming along on a monthly basis? How do we evaluate those, test those, and put them into our system? How do we take these decisions?
And the one word we haven't really mentioned yet is around cost. So how are people looking to actually cost their migration?
I think that varies from company to company. Different companies look at it in different ways. Companies really are looking at what value can cloud bring to them today rather than just looking at a historical way of looking at on-premise versus cloud. Cloud is much more than a deployment method. When companies are operating on a cloud service and it's providing a platform for them for transformation in the future and moving into digital techniques, you have to look at it in a different way and what the true value of going to the cloud is.
It feels like possibly we're on the cusp of where traditional ERP systems were a necessary cost to run the business. Are we now moving to a point where actually people can derive value from their expenditure and actually writing the business case around that value creation, not just the cost or minimizing the cost?
Exactly. Yes, no, it's very much about what's the value creation and what's the opportunities that you're going to get for growth, improved margin or whatever in the future, as opposed to just the cost of running the system. As you say, historically, it was a need-to-have system of record, but today it really is your platform to drive value from the business, improve customer service, reduce costs as you go forwards.
Having made this decision to move to the cloud, what are the challenges that people normally face?
I think the challenges, like any project, you have to manage the project well. If the project's well managed, well planned, it's relatively straightforward. In fact, from the user's perspective, they need not know the system is in the cloud at the end of the day. But of course, there are changes in the way the business is running and the way that you manage the IT system. So certainly for the IT department, they have to go through quite a change process.
When you say manage the project well, who should be involved in that project? What does the ideal project team look like?
That's going to depend from customer to customer and size of company, type of company. But it's important that you have strong project management in there, you have subject matter experts, all the makings of a normal good project. And certainly one of the things we've done is put in place what we call customer success managers, somebody that really helps to tie that project together and helps to support and act as an anchor point both in the project and for the customer once they're in the cloud world. So that customer success manager is really working with the customer to get them live and then to continue to help deliver value to them in the future.
The customer success manager, I assume, is an Infor person, but are there any other people that should be involved, not just from the customer? Because Infor has a partner channel, but some customers might want to just do this work themselves. Is that the right approach?
There's a choice, really, for a customer. A customer can choose whether they work with the vendor, in our case Infor, our services team, or they can work with a partner to do the project. I think the recommendation would be, yes, they will need some outside support there and possibly working with that partner ongoing to adopt that new innovation in the future to ensure they're getting the maximum value from their solution.
If a manufacturer wants to move to the cloud, how do they judge who the right partner is? What should they look for in a partner?
If a manufacturer is moving to the cloud, looking for a partner, I think one of the key things is to look for what is the cloud service that is being delivered to them. Are they just getting a solution that's hosted in the cloud, or are they getting a true cloud service where that provider is acting as an ongoing partner to them going forwards?
Capgemini recently did a survey that found that one of the biggest challenges was around resources and internal resources and expertise. What kind of expertise should the manufacturer look for in the partner or the software vendor?
A company needs to look at the vendor that they really understand their business in terms of their industry needs, understands their business requirements in the service, and that can deliver that service to them on an ongoing basis, that they can support them as their business moves forwards and evolves and help them to adapt as they need to in the future and continues to deliver innovation that is of value to that business so that business can stay at the leading edge going forwards.
And one of the other things Capgemini pulled out was around the legacy, the kind of technical debt in terms of the legacy system. What's the approach they need to take with that? And is that a challenge that you're seeing?
Most companies today have something in the cloud, have some applications in the cloud already. So really, it's more a journey and that you will have some form of hybrid. So as you, for example, move into a cloud ERP system or cloud suite in the cloud, you may still have some of your applications are on-premise. You will be connecting into third-party applications, and that is all part of the implementation project, is to connect into all of that. And the tooling is there to enable that to be done.
Are there any other challenges that people are seeing?
One of the challenges is for many companies in their legacy system, they've maybe had that legacy platform for many years. They may have done some technical upgrades, but they still have a huge amount of modifications on that platform. One of the challenges for a company is, what do they do about that? In reality, what we find is that most of those modifications are no longer required. Either the company can't remember why they had them in the first place, or they can be built into the solution. A lot of them were around user interface that can be done through personalization today, or systems have developed or their processes changed to meet the need going forwards. What we find actually when companies really look at it, they actually want to adopt best practice process going forwards and almost start afresh on some of those processes rather than lifting what they had with them.
To do that requires quite a big change management and cultural change in some organisations, I would imagine. How should they approach that challenge?
From the Infor perspective, we have predefined best practice processes and what we term our implementation accelerators, and it's better to start from that process and look at it and say, why does the good practice or best practice not work for an organisation? And if there are tweaks that need to be made to that, then that is taken care of in our implementation methodology, where we can adjust the configuration on those processes to fit the requirements of the company. And in some cases, there may be a small amount of fine-tuning that needs to be done at the end of the day.
That's a physical process change. What about the cultural change within an organisation? Because change management is massive.
On the cultural side, yes, there needs to be education that is done. People need to be educated on the new processes and on the new system, because obviously they're adopting a different user interface, a different set of processes. So that's part of the change, but that's part of any such project change.
Would you advocate a separate change management team from a project team?
It depends on the scale of the organisation and the change. In some cases, and often in large organisations, absolutely necessary. Often in a smaller organisation, if there's less complexity, then sometimes that can be done in-house.
Is there a first step a CEO should take if he's already decided he needs to move to the cloud? What is the first step he should take on the journey?
This is probably not specific to a cloud move, but on any such transformational project, I think the first thing is the organisation has to realise that there's a need to change and to move. It's very important that the CEO or the senior management sponsor and endorse the project so that everybody in the organisation understands the importance of the change, so that everybody is bought into the move and the strategy.
And is there a tip you can share that you've seen one customer do that you think that's a really good idea at any point in the process?
Break your project down and look for short-term go-lives. The historic way was to do these massive projects that lasted years. You went usually in a big bang go-live. Today, what we find with organisations, what they want to do, and the successful ones at least, are the ones that focus on getting the core processes in first and aiming for a go-live certainly in the sort of 12 months phase. So you get some payback on the project and then move on to phase two, phase three, which may be additional process support in other areas, or it may just be continuous improvement on those processes.
Andrew, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Steve.